Now, Alan, in your years travelling around playing rugby in London, did you ever get to the church?
Church, mate, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, oh, it might not be. Loz, it might not be there anymore.
It might be a different name. But did you ever go to a club that opened at 10 in the morning and was closed by 5 in the afternoon?
Mate, I wouldn't know.
Now, Alan, before we get on to rugby matters, I believe you live with Lachie McCaffrey, your Brumbies teammate, on a farm outside of Canberra. Is that correct?
Yes, mate. Yes, that is correct.
Tell us what it's like living there with Lachie. I could imagine it's madness.
Yeah, mate, it is. It's my first time on a farm. But, mate, he's done well. He's got 40 acres just outside of Canberra. Mate, he's got a few horses on there, a few cattle. So, mate, he's done well there.
And how do you contribute?
Mate, I'm just in the main room, mate. I've just got the ensuite, and that's pretty much all I do.
Have you got the boots and the Akuba and sort of walk around looking like you know what you're doing?
Yeah, mate. I let him go pick up all the, all the manure and all that stuff, but I just direct him from the top.
Perfect.
I'm just pointing the finger, mate.
Everyone needs a director.
Well, there you were, Alan, 5-1 as we get on to rugby matters. So you were 5-1 in Super Rugby, a pandemic hit. So as captain, how challenging has it been to ensure that the Brumbies have the same standards as they had before?
Yeah, mate, it has been challenging, but I think, with the group that we have, it's made my job, very easy. And I think you gave boys a lot of trust to go home and, when everyone was in quarantine, to do their own fitness program and their own weight sessions, and everyone came back in good nick. In terms of continuing the momentum from the beginning of the year, it's kind of hard to continue that when the last game was 3 months ago. So I think the new goal for us was to set new goals for this new Super Rugby comp, but most importantly, just build momentum off the last 4 weeks that we've had in pre-season and carry that through to tomorrow night.
Yeah, Alan, we've had a number of your teammates on the show over the past few months, and I get a real sense that the Brumbies are such a tight group. Everyone is really going over and above to stick together, particularly when you couldn't see each other for a long period. Is that something you guys are focused on to get yourself into a position where you are a really tight group?
Yeah, it is. It is, mate. I think, as you mentioned, I think our Brumbies culture here has always been our point of difference. And I think the reason to that, firstly, everyone, most of the boys are from out of state, So we only have each other here in Canberra. And then again, there's not much to do here in Canberra. Everyone's just trying to be out with each other and, meet outside of footy. But when you don't get that opportunity, you kind of miss that. So it was little things like our PT or organised sessions where we had to go run up a mountain, but we had to go run up in pairs. But you're crossing paths with everyone when they're coming down. And it was little moments like that where you get to see the boys, that you really appreciated. And, you haven't seen boys for the last couple of weeks or even a month, So everyone just kept tabs over Zoom. And everyone was tagging, each other on those videos on Instagram and all that. But I think when everyone came back together, mate, it was just an exciting feeling and everyone was just keen to rip in again.
Yeah, and you're taking on the Rebels, and the Rebels themselves have got a very, very good team. So you've got to hit the ground running in a shortened competition, and it's a tough ask first up.
Yeah, it is. They've got an experienced side with a lot of experienced Wallabies there, both in their forward pack and in their back line. And I think what's worked for them is that, Victoria is not going too well with the coronavirus, so they've relocated to Canberra. So they've been here for a week now, so they've obviously getting time to connect and build on their culture there, because they only have each other here, mate, it's going to be a tough ask, but as I said before, mate, boys are keen as and excited, and what better way to challenge yourself than going up against every Australia team throughout the whole comp.
We're speaking to Brumbies captain Alan Alalatoa. You've also played 37 tests for the Wallabies. And previously you've said, Alan, that you want to fight it out and help Australian rugby through this period. How confident are you today in the leadership of Rugby Australia to ensure all's well next year and you're playing in a professional competition that's broadcast on TV?
Yeah, mate, I am confident. Yeah, we're kept in the loop of the different discussions that's happening, throughout, first of all, this comp and then heading into next year. Nothing's finalised yet, but everyone, all the boys are kept in the loop, mate, and just listening to those conversations, mate. We're on the way, and we know that there will be a comp that not only the Super Rugby boys here in Australia would love to be a part of, but we know that all the fans in Australia will love to watch as well.
Yeah, Alan. Obviously, we're unsure of what the international program will look like, and more than likely, it's going to be a few test matches against the All Blacks at the end of the year. And with a new coach coming in, Dave Rennie, he'll have his own ideas, and which will be different to what Michael Checker had. So basically everyone's on an even keel. So it's very important if you've got aspirations to play for the Wallabies that you've got to start well from game one, because performances in this competition is going to count very much for who makes this Wallaby squad after the end of this competition.
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. As I said, you know, everyone starts on zero, and that's something that Dave Rennie has pushed forward to us already, you know. And this comp allows those coaches, all those new coaches at the Wallaby level, you know, to get a good insight of, you know, the young talent that is coming through, but also the experienced players. You know, everyone has to play good footy, and that's what we've been told. You know, by the head coach, and I think that's a perfect way to select the squad, is that to select boys on form.
And Dave Rennie's indicated that the captaincy's not set yet, Alan. Would that be something you'd put your hand up and something you're keen to do, is captain the Wallabies if the chance came?
Oh, yeah, mate. If the opportunity came, you know, that's probably something that, you know, you won't turn down. But it is a big ask, and I think first and foremost, you've got to be playing good footy to you know, be able to lead a side, especially the Wallabies. So, but mate, to answer your question, yeah, mate, there's definitely opportunity that I wouldn't turn down if it came up.
Well, Alan, can't wait to see some rugby again in the next couple of nights, and the Brumbies in particular. They were the benchmark in Australian rugby before the pandemic hit, and looking forward to seeing you in action again. Good luck, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.